We're glad to have you here, but we need to talk about your hygiene. No, no, it's cool. You don't smell like an aggravated yak or anything. We mean your hygiene practices while on the job. You see, good hygiene and sterile ward practices can keep both you and your patients from encountering nasty bugs like E. coli or drug-resistant staph infections. Click forward to continue. As a senior mechanical engineer for Northrop Grumman, you will have access to sensitive data relating to company contracts and projects. In this module, we will discuss how to securely handle sensitive data, what to do in the event of data loss or security breach, what devices sensitive data is permitted to be stored on, consequences of mishandling sensitive data. Franklin has lost Misty, the class ferret. Is she under the cabinet? Is she under the teacher's desk? What about in the storage closet? Is she there? Where could Misty be? Mr. Grace, good to see you. I understand that you're having some swelling around your ankles again. Is it worse than before?
Yes, and it's happening more frequently. Seems like any time I sit down for more than 30 minutes, they start to blow up.
Okay, we've done a good job keeping your symptoms under control up to this point. So we'll run some scans to see if there have been any changes physically. Have you been eating differently? More salt, maybe? You're still not smoking, right? Cervicocephalic arterial dissection is a common cause of stroke in young adults and adolescents. Tearing of the vessel wall between the intima and media, or adventitia, may result in the formation of a thrombus within the lumen, leading to a critical occlusion of the vessel or a thromboembolic episode. Intracranial dissection should be suspected in patients with a related clinical syndrome, for example, sudden neck pain, or minor trauma.